from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Lopez, Figgy, we've got a lot going on in our local sports. It's like we hit news yesterday.
Yeah, what happened to the slow sports day?
Oh, man, to hell with that. We don't have a slow sports day whatsoever. We hit news basically in three different subgenres yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, college baseball of all places, the NBA. We knew the draft was coming up tonight, but we did not expect to get news about the Rockets perhaps being interested in some of the bigger names in the game.
Yeah.
So we're obviously going to hit on that. And then the Astros did inch closer to 500. I've been talking about
inching closer, about very close,
inching closer, and me not taking them seriously until they actually do that. They've got a chance to do that by the end of the day. As a matter of fact, they'll get started around 1:10 when this show is still going on. So we'll talk about that. We got Adam Spillane coming in at 10:40. We'll relive some of the magic from last night. I wouldn't call it magic. I'd say it was more so them, you know, not playing with their food, getting it done early last night.
And then, like, we're out. We're done.
Yeah, and then just kind of cruising through it for the rest of the day or for the rest of the night. So we'll relive that right at 10:20. But, Lopez, I got to lead off with this, man.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, man.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, man.
The Astros are waiting in. Or, I'm sorry. The Rockets, I should say. I'm so used to talking about the Astros at this hour. I can't believe that the Rockets have given us a reason and an opportunity to talk about them to start the show.
Yeah.
But it's the Rockets that are wading in these waters, that are talking about this. If you did not see it, and I don't know how you missed it, the Rockets made what I would call a somewhat complicated trade. And if you want the exact nitty-gritty details, Adam Spillane did a good job of laying it out on Sports Radio 610. And as I mentioned, he's going to join us for his weekly hit at 10:40. But the nuts and bolts of it is the Rockets have now traded the rights to the Brooklyn picks for the rights to the Phoenix Suns picks to ultimately hold over the Phoenix Suns. Hey, we got your picks in case you don't think this Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal thing that you got going on in Phoenix is going to work. And by the way, it probably ain't. We saw how it worked out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Nobody in the league really thinks it's going to. And so if you don't want your picks back, we can sell your picks to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so it's essentially the Rockets now holding the Phoenix Suns' future hostage dangling in front of them for them to decide whether they want to move on.
Yeah.
It's a savvy move, I think, by the Rockets, and a hell of an idea of just talking about maybe Kevin Durant or Devin Booker perhaps wearing a Rockets uniform or playing at Toyota.
All right, let's put it this way, because I saw numerous people, and I was in this boat until I really, really started digging in. Like, okay, can somebody explain this trade to me in terms of the picks? Because it was very convoluted, very like, okay, so which picks are these, all that.
And it's a lot of picks down the road.
It's a lot of picks down the road.
So it's years you haven't even considered.
So let's do this instead. Let's not tell you what picks, you know, mean what and all that stuff. Let's tell you what it, let's talk about what it means big picture, all right? Because big picture is like what really people care about. The big picture is this. The Rockets truly did play chess here.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. People use that term a lot, chess, not checkers, all that. This is truly that.
Which is why it's kind of complicated.
Right.
It's chess, not checkers.
Exactly. So here are the options, and you tell me if you disagree or what you would like to add or whatever. As I see it, they can maybe, and want to, it seems, go get Kevin Durant. forget all the picks and where they are. They made a move that can help them go get Kevin Durant. That's simplifying it.
Yeah, and that's the news, by the way.
Yes.
Kevin Durant. The Rockets are interested in Kevin Durant.
Yes. Also, they made a move where if they don't get Kevin Durant, they can maybe get him or another superstar next year because they're going to have, you know, the ability to get that done. They kind of minimized, this is the third thing, they kind of minimized the number three overall pick tonight. Not in terms of like, yeah, you can still get a stud player, but is it really going to be their player, you know, down the road or even tonight?
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we'll talk about later on in the show. Yeah. But at the very least, I think you can say, like, that's to me a little bit separate of a discussion.
Yeah.
But in terms of tonight, what it minimizes is the possibility of an idea that I've thrown around, that Adam Spillane has thrown around, and we'll talk about this, that they're going to trade down for that. Yes. They're going to trade out of that pick. They're probably going to use that pick, whether it's a player that's going to be on the team or to weaponize it, use it as ammo to go get something else.
Yeah.
Like, and then they're probably going to use the number three pick one way or the other, either as a future piece or as a trade piece.
Here's element number four. Again, this is just me and my little brain trying to simplify it and explain what this all means. Element number four is by stockpiling future picks, later picks, presumably, who knows? By stockpiling those picks, they're not going to be in a situation where they have 5, 6, 7 players that are going to be potentially extremely expensive at the same time.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to have complementary pieces and such. And then the fifth most important thing, I mean, the fifth thing and the most important thing for me as I'm looking at this trade is they are ready to win ASAP, no matter which way this goes.
Yeah, well, does Ime Udoka strike you as the type of guy that wants just wants to
build?
Or toil and mediocrity. Like it was a celebration that they were, you know, a 500 basketball team and that they, you know, made the biggest improvement in league history or in within all of the league last year.
Yeah.
The 19 game improvement and all of that. Like we were kind of celebrating small victories.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like he does not strike me as the type of dude that just wants to coach an average basketball team, especially coming off of coaching the Celtics and especially after watching. Here we are a week now after watching the Celtics, his team, go out there and win the NBA title. So, I could imagine there being some urgency on the part of Ime Udoka. I could imagine there being some urgency on the part of Rafael Stone, who, by the way, at this point now has been here for a while.
Yeah.
Like, he's been doing this for a while. And, like, you eventually want to see some results. You eventually want to, like, leave your mark and start to see it turn. So, I get it from a motivation standpoint, why everybody would look at it and say, hey, I don't want to just rely on these young guys to take this major step for us to get from here to there.
Yeah, on the court and in the books.
Yeah, and so I want to start. That's why I do look at it as like beyond, hey, maybe it's Kevin Durant now or maybe it's somebody else next year or the year after. We saw the reports as this thing was developing last night. Mm-hmm. First it was, hey, they're interested in Kevin Durant, or hey, they might be interested
Devin,
or they might be interested in Devin Booker in the long run, which honestly interests me a little bit more because he's a younger star.
Yeah.
But it was also, hey, the Rockets are looking at this like, hey, if you don't want to play, we'll shop this around elsewhere.
Yeah,
because it's not like the league believes in this thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys might believe, you guys being the Suns, might believe that this Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker thing is going to be anything beyond getting swept in the first round like you did this past year.
Yeah.
But if we shop your picks elsewhere, say we want Donovan Mitchell or say we want Jimmy Butler or just whoever the star is, just name your favorite star, your target that you think they might be able to go get.
Yeah.
They can shop these picks there as well.
Yeah. And so the long story short, if you're a Rockets fan, and you're asking yourself, should I be happy about this? Yes. Yes, you should be happy about this. There are a lot of options. There's a lot of different paths to get where you want to get. Actually, Stephen A. Talked about this, and let's listen to what Stephen A. has to say.
I am reporting here.
Uh-oh.
Pay no attention to what Phoenix is saying. They want out of Kevin Durant right now. That's number one.
Wait, say that one more time?
They want pay no attention to what Phoenix is saying. They want out of Kevin Durant right now.
Wow.
That's number one.
Again, number why two. Do the Rockets do the deal, Molly?
That's why I asked you. I was like, wow. Number two. Okay, go ahead.
Number two. Also, Houston doesn't want Kevin Durant. Ime Udoka may want him. But organizationally, they know that they are not there yet. So their plans are more long range. Mm. And they would prefer a Devin Booker, who they know it's a slim chance they'll get. But that would be their preference.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There it is.
All right.
There it is. Yeah. And that's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. Like, Kevin Durant is the legend.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the most impressive basketball player that I've ever watched in person. I didn't watch Jordan in person. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Durant being that tall, being able to do the things that he could do at the height of his power, the most impressive basketball player that I've ever watched in person.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 36 years old.
Yep.
And he's had injuries. He's had the surgeries. And honestly, a Kevin Durant-led team hasn't done anything in almost 3 years since he had his toe on the line, however many years ago that was.
Exactly.
So Devin Booker's the guy. Like, if you're gonna dangle these picks, if you're the Rockets, and you want to entice the Suns for one of their stars,
mm-hmm.
Devin Booker in the long play, kind of what you were hitting on. Now, hey, maybe you do this next year. Maybe you do this the year after.
Yeah.
These picks are way far out.
Yeah, so you can do it.
Maybe that's the long play and the smarter play.
Well, and then there's the Phoenix Suns. First of all, I don't think the Rockets make this trade unless they have a pretty good idea of what they can and cannot do.
Well, they got options with it.
Yeah, and they got options anyway.
Yeah.
That's their fail-safe, you know? That's their fallback or whatever. But you also have the Suns aspect of this. They have to make an enormous decision. Because if they start doing these types of things, that means they decided, you know what? We got to go in a little bit or a lot of rebuild mode. Rebuild mode? I mean, that's a big decision, you know, for the Suns. Because it would be that.
Yeah, but Lopez, they've got to... Like, if I'm in Phoenix right now...
Oh, they got a squad.
No. If I'm in Phoenix right now doing radio, I'm saying, hey, we got to face reality at some point.
Yeah.
We've got... I don't know if they got a squad, Lopez. I think they got some stars.
Yeah.
They got a collection of names, and that is the predicament. That's why I think you're hearing from Stephen A. in that clip we just played.
They're ready to cut
bait. They want out of Kevin Durant because they know that there's a ceiling there. There's only but so far they're going to go there. They had this collection of guys and couldn't win a single game against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
A team that, by the way, did not make it to the finals.
Yeah.
You know, so like, it's like you couldn't even win a game against a team that didn't even make it to the finals.
Yeah.
So like, what are you doing with this? And that's where the picks come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we punt on this investment, but then say, hey, we get to get back what we gave up to make it?
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense to hold it over.
It makes perfect sense
to hold this over their
head. It makes it perfect sense for them. And holding it over their head is one way to put it. I think another way is the Rockets probably have a good idea of where the I mean, if Stephen A. knows, then the Rockets know, you know, where they sit with either Durant or all of them.
I'm curious, Lopez. So, like, the difference between, to me, there is a noticeable difference in what you should have to give up to get Kevin Durant versus what you should have to give up to get Devin Booker.
For sure.
And to me, those are interesting because with Kevin Durant, and maybe this is the holding the head part with Devin Booker, you wait until later and you figure out exactly what's going on with, you know, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün. At that point, you will have decided whether you're extending those guys, how they factor into your future and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But with Kevin Durant, I feel like you should be able to give up those picks and a, you know, maybe one of those expensive players. Like right now, hey, here's those picks and Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like that. And to me, the value in that is you're not having to give up one of those potential stars, anybody from that young core, the core six that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
Because of these picks, I don't think you have to do that to get Kevin Durant. Whereas with Devin Booker,
there's a lot.
I think you might have to throw one of those guys in if you were to do it now.
Yeah, a younger guy that can help them with the rebuild, been in the league a little bit, and you get the picks as well. Like, they have to decide, are we going to rebuild? And that's going to be a tough decision for Phoenix to make, for the Suns to make. But I think that's probably the decision that the Rockets think they're making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm the Rockets, I don't want to be my own version of the Suns.
Yes.
And I think that trading for Kevin Durant, while that would be very interesting, highly entertaining, and man, I might be out there every night watching Kevin Durant play basketball, even at this big old age.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you. But that just makes you the Suns wearing red uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, getting Devin Booker and adding him to the mix, whether that's next year, the year after,
yeah,
but adding him to the mix of whatever you decided is left of this young core.
Yeah.
That to me is a lot more appealing and a way more sound team building strategy for the Rockets than say, hey, let's just be a little impatient and add Kevin Durant and, you know, raise our ceiling like 5 to 8 games, but we're still a first round exit like the Suns were.
Well, here's the other very interesting part of it to me, because I came into the office today thinking, you know what, we've given Rafael Stone some hard time. We've talked about some of the big gaping holes in how he's managed this team, some of the things that he's done and said. I was ready to come in and say, you know, you got to give that guy credit for this. Should we? Did you hear what Stephen A. said? Ime Udoka wants Kevin Durant.
I would give him credit for not getting in Ime Udoka's way to, like, because I think he's smart enough to know.
Yeah.
Kind of similar,
but again, it wasn't Rafa. It's not Rafael Stone.
No, I get that.
Yeah,
but I think kind of similar to Nick Caserio, but to a much lesser degree. Like, Nick Caserio is a
50-50.
A much more prominent cook in the kitchen, I think.
Yeah,
but where it's similar is Rafael Stone understands that Ime Udoka's influence and vision for the team is a good thing.
Yeah,
and him going out there and kind of just executing the plan and crossing the T's and dotting the I's, as a GM should do when you have a head coach with an A-type personality that has a vision for the team and has had the impact that Ime Udoka's already had on the team.
Yeah,
I would give Rafael Stone just enough credit to know not to mess that
up. But given that and what we just heard.
And he's got to be the one to execute the deal.
Well, I don't think
Ime Udoka's out there actually making the trade.
The grunt work is his, no doubt. But given what we just heard and the fact that they said Ime Udoka is behind all this, it would lead me to believe that Kevin Durant is a greater possibility than anything at this point.
Yeah, well, I think that raises some interesting questions about, I don't know if power struggle is the right term, but if...
Well, just pecking order.
Well, yeah, or just say Ime Udoka does want Kevin Durant, but the organization doesn't, the way Stephen A.
They're getting Kevin Durant then.
Just laid it out. Are they, though? Like, is it... Because I don't think that's necessarily the smartest play.
Yeah.
Does the front office, like, or is it strong enough to stand as a safeguard to protect the coach from himself, even though he's the visionary and he's the one with the strongest voice?
No, I think you're saying it with a smile on your face. I think you know the answer yourself.
No, it's fun, though. To me, that's fun.
Yeah.
To me, that's a fun thing because it's like, okay, now that's a question about checks and balances.
Well,
we just acknowledge that's probably not the smartest play.
Yeah, but he wants him. He going to get him.
Could you imagine Kevin Durant at Toyota Center?
I mean, Figgy, Ime Udoka
what?
Is is D'Amico Ryans in terms of power on steroids.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. But I'm just worried that if the organization is like, nah, we can't do that, then maybe Rafael's will play this year out, but end up getting canned at the end not making the move.
And that means that Ime Udoka is the power.
We're going to get into more Rockets with Adam Spillane at 10:40. Coming up next on In the Loop, the Astros are going for the 2-game sweep this afternoon, inching a little bit closer to 500. We're going to talk about that next, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.